This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Murray steps back.
The plus minus statistic.
It's a stat that tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors plus minus.
Plus minus, plus minus.
Hello and welcome to a play-in edition of the Warriors plus minus podcast. Tim Kawakami with me right now. Marcus Thompson may be joining us soon, and the Warriors are moving on. No disaster scenario, no Friday night elimination game against the Mavs or Kings. They get through the Grizzlies in shaky, entertaining fashion, and they're playing the Rockets in the first round.
Meaningful basketball. I may be writing about that. This is what they've been hoping for, aiming for, praying for from before the Jimmy Butler trade, but obviously all the way through that. Could they make this season of Steph Curry's prime towards the end of it meaningful? Could they make it significant? Well, they get blown out 4 games by Houston. It won't feel very significant. I don't know how significant.
That actually would feel significant to me. If they get blown out 4 games, exactly. That would tell us some stuff.
It would feel something. But this is a huge, huge step they needed to take. Didn't look great. They also didn't need to be winless in the history of playing basketball. There was some joking about that. There was this morning a shoot around. Wait a minute. 0-3 in the play-in. Does that really count? But they gutted it out. The Sunday game against the Clippers was just high quality. Really good play. It's a really good team. Memphis is not a really good team. The Warriors did not play at a high level. But they had Jimmy Butler and they had Steph Curry. And that got them through this. We'll see how far it gets them against Houston. And then we know, we can talk about this later, but they need more from the other guys. Yeah. Pajemski, Moody, Hield, they're not going to, who knows what they're going to be playing, what Kuminga's going to be doing. He might be playing, Houston's his best matchup.
I'm going to actively not steer us into a Jonathan Kuminga discussion tonight. So please don't make me continue have to reroute you out.
Other guys. But Pajemski and Moody and Hield would be the three. They cannot play like
that. Yeah, what did Pajemski finish shooting tonight?
It was not good. I think it was 1-for-5 from three. Pajemski was 1-of-7 overall, 1-for-5 from three. And Moody was 4-of-7 overall, 1-for-4 from three. And Mr. Hield was 1-for-4 overall, 0-for-3 from three.
Yeah, there was a moment late when Pajemski, I remember, missed a shot. And it was like, I'm not sure they should close with him tonight. But then you're like, I'm not sure who they should close with then. Because you mentioned it, not a lot of the other options were playing well either. Pajemski also did have a flying, pretty incredible block that was called a foul at one point.
Jimmy Butler, bad turnover that Pajemski almost saved their ass on it. That was great. That was really good. He's explosive when he's rebounding and he was blocking a shot. No other time is he explosive, but that was, not a great call. They're going to need those guys against Houston. That kind of defense swarming Steph in that way, they're going to have to take and make shots. But they got through this one. Steph scored the final 10 points. Jimmy was great in the first half. Great for most of the time. Scoring the ball. We've seen this other teams play off of him. Memphis did it to the extreme by putting Zach Edey on him. He figured it out. Jimmy's going to figure it out. And he's going to, he made some shots.
Yeah, this was beyond figuring it out. This was like, and the point that was made at apparently at shoot around by a lot of the people scheming because they knew Edey was going to guard him. It didn't throw him off guard or throw him off kilter was the fact that Memphis's lineup combinations, as Draymond put it, they weren't going to put Jaren Jackson on him because they wanted Jaren Jackson to stay out of foul trouble. You didn't want to put Desmond Bane on him because you didn't want Desmond Bane bumping and with a bigger guy all game while needing to be kind of an offensive weapon. Not going to put Jaw on him. Not going to put Scottie Pippen. They almost had to put Zach Edey on Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler walked. His first two shots were made threes. He makes 12 shots tonight. The first two were made threes. I kind of was thinking, there was even a couple times I'm like, shoot the three again. He was wide open, but it's the point he made post game. Y'all want me to shoot threes?
He said Slater. He said, you.
I've talked to him about this before, so he knew that, he knew some of it was coming from my personal opinion at times that maybe he should rise up and take the three a little bit more.
We've said it on his podcast, this very podcast.
Yeah, maybe times. Jimmy's listening. Yep. But he said, I like layups more. And it was funny towards the end of the first and definitely second, third quarter with Edey in front of him, sometimes Santi Aldama in front of him. He was just like, I'm just going to plow through. I'm going to go. And that's the thing. You can sag off and think, oh, that's the strategy to make it so he can't shoot layups. But you give him a runway, and it's that power runway that he had. He got like three or four and ones off of it. And he even acknowledged it, this is him cranking up that aggression nozzle that he kind of hinted he would do, and you're still sitting there. I think we've even criticized at times, maybe he should have done it earlier at times when a lot of these regular season games felt important, but he goes 30 points against the Clippers, first 30-point night, 38 tonight.
38 is huge. 18 free-throw attempts now. He missed six of them, but 18 free-throw attempts in a game where every point mattered, every possession mattered. Like we said, he was scoring. Steph had 35? What did Steph have? 37? Whatever it was.
37. Four free throws to ice it.
So they combine for 75 points, most of their buckets when their other guys weren't hitting them. Post did early, but he wasn't going to do it. And then Draymond tried to do it with a three in the corner, which, as he informed us, that Steph had politely told him you should not be taking that shot. It was too early in the clock. They could get into other stuff. Gary Payton made two threes, but missed a bunch. He's going to be getting those shots. I keep going to it. We've been saying this since the Houston game. Pajemski and Moody, because they're going to be playing a ton of minutes. Hield's going to be in there and out of there, but those two guys are out there. The majority of the reason they're out there is because they can make shots, and they will take shots, and they are not making them, and they haven't made them for a while.
Pajemski has.
He was
really good in the Clipper game. Pajemski scoring.
He
had a long stretch where
he was good. In the
Clippers, Moody's the one that's been slumping. Yeah. Pajemski had a bad night.
In the Houston. I'm just thinking of the Houston game, and that was
Jimmy didn't shoot in that Houston game.
It's a tough matchup for them, for the Warriors in a lot of ways, but it's a good one in another way. This is an unproven playoff team. This is Van Vliet's proven. There's a few other guys, but everyone else is their first time through something like this. The Warriors love those matchups, and we'll see where the Houston mindset is. I think they will like this matchup. They want to play these old guys, play these old slow guys, and we'll see what the Warriors' counters are. Let's see if they can get Amen Thompson off of Steph. They couldn't do it, and Steph was 1-for-10 in that game, I think. Doesn't mean exactly the same thing is going to happen the next time, but, man, that is certainly fresh in the memory, and I'm certainly fresh in the Warriors' memory.
Yeah, it's going to be a feisty series. Ime is going to be talking. Yeah. He's going to keep talking. Dylan Brooks is involved.
Yep, absolutely. And Kerr will be talking about the refereeing.
The off-ball fouling and grappling. It's going to be, it's going to be a series that's going to be fought in many ways, including back alleys and with, film being sent. Kind of the back tunnels, I should say, of the arena. Back alleys,
too. Pull knives on each other.
I mean, this is not impossible.
Streets of Houston can get tough. They can.
Yeah. There's probably going to be spreadsheets sent into the league. And Remember that one?
No Daryl Morey
in this one.
Leaked to Sam Amick, I believe.
Yeah, and The Athletic. Yeah. Or we might have been USA Today. That's how long ago it's been. Where Steph said it today, they've had a decade of playing Houston Rockets in a series. And you know, he said this is a different version of the Rockets. And I know James Harden was on all the previous ones, but it's almost three different versions. Remember, it was the James Harden, Dwight Howard Rockets.
Yep.
And then it was the later, like, you know, Chris obviously Paul. Chris Paul version. Even did they play the Russell Westbrook one in a series? No,
I don't think so.
No. Well, this is a very, very different version. And it's going to be a difficult, chippy series.
Physical, tough, you know, Tari Eason, Amen Thompson, Dylan Brooks,
like Steven Adams.
There's just a lot. Ime always has them, has his guys playing physically. You know, Warriors are older. They've got bumps. They have some guys who are younger themselves who are slightly untested. This is going to be like what I thought the biggest positive from this is Kerr, Draymond, and Jimmy basically challenged the young guys, Moody and Post, I think mostly. Get loose balls. Don't just stand there and expect the ball to come to you. It was what happened in the Clippers game. They lost three or four possessions that way. And in this game, Moody was tough on the ball, and Post was out there flying around.
And hit three threes.
And hit three threes. If they get that energy from those guys, they can stick around in a series with Houston and, you know, and steal one and then see what happens. You know, it allows them to go, okay, Steph, now save, you know, win it for us at the end.
Yeah.
That last Houston game, there's nothing that could have happened like that. Do they have guys who can knock around, fight for the ball? I mean, they were whacking away at the ball in the last fourth quarter. He's like, Jimmy was trying to get a steal on every pass.
Yeah.
And he got some, he didn't get some. Can the other guys match that? And saw some of it tonight. We'll see if it keeps going. Pajemski's always going to play like that. But Moody and, you know, Post, Hield can try. But that's the energy they need against Houston. They really need it against Houston. And so had some of it against the Clippers, and some of them didn't have it. As you know, there was no shoot-around schedule for this morning. And they decided to have one because guess who just told Steve Curry he wanted to have a shoot-around?
Steph Curry.
You know, there's just – I asked him a little bit about it tonight. And he's like, yeah, there's got to be an urgency to the game plan. There's got to be, like, locked in. This is what we're doing.
You know what else? You know, I think another part of the reason, I think he kind of hinted at it, but they had a really long, detailed shoot-around in Memphis, went out, played really well. They had a shoot-around in L.A. At UCLA that went long and was clearly detailed. It was more playoff preppy. And I remember even talking to people after the UCLA shoot-around about how good they felt about that Laker game plan that night. And I think Steph had felt that they played really sharp. Remember, that was during that three-game win streak that really made you feel that they were going to leap into the playoffs before then suddenly. You know, I think Steph, in a lot of ways, was looking back on the Spurs lost, the Clippers lost, right? That was, you couldn't shoot around, right? It was a 12:30 game. But and I think that led him to that decision.
Yeah, what I've heard was go through it in the shoot around the morning, and then the walkthrough before, like they do on the practice court or whatever before the game, that's just a reinforcement. Yeah. It's not the first time these guys are hearing it. So there's going to be shoot arounds in the playoffs. Like there was a chance that there wouldn't be. Well, there will be on times when the game is 7
well,
o'clock.
Yeah, I was going to say, later. I agree with you, but there's even you can reinforce that. What are the first two Houston games? It's 8:30 p.m. local time. Yeah. You might get like lounging, like when they have those type of games, they'll open shoot around at like 12:30 p.m. and just be lounging for a half hour. They'll exit the arena at 1 p.m. just because they're trying to like kind of line their body clocks up correctly.
That's not bad for us, by the way, because we just have people just milling around. It's like trying to kill time. But I think, I mean, you know, he mentioned Game 7 for the Clippers game. And I don't know that he really meant Game 7 game, but he meant that kind of fine focus. I don't think he thought some of the guys had it. So the underline, now you got bigger games. But I just thought that was interesting. I might be writing about that. And, you know, the old guys are just saying, listen, guys, you got to come along. Like, you got, I mean, what was Steph's in Game 7 against Sacramento? You don't want to come? Just don't get on the bus. He's feeling it. They're all feeling that urgency. There's not that many playoff runs that this group has.
Feels like they have two legitimate ones, and this is one of them.
Yep. And so you you got to it. There's a chance they weren't going to have it. We all know that. Back in January, they were not.
By the way, there was a chance they were going to have it like in the fourth quarter tonight when Memphis went up five. Yeah.
That too.
And Draymond's in foul trouble, and no one's hitting a shot. They gutted it out against Steph, scores a final 10. But, yeah, you're just feeling that. And that's good. That's what you should feel. You should feel that it's important. You should feel that there's stuff on the line. And they got it, and now they go to a team that hasn't ever felt the winning or the losing. So let's see what Houston's got in their bellies, and let's see what these younger Warriors have, and let's see what Steph, Draymond, and Butler have left. How many of these games do they got where they can play full speed? There's probably a tangible limit on that, too.
It's a fun Western Conference playoffs. You got Nuggets, Clippers, Wolves, Lakers, Warriors, Rockets, and then the Thunder are probably going to get Memphis. Maybe they'll get the Mavs or the Kings. So that, you know, that's probably a 4-5 gamer, the Thunder series. But the other three, like those, and we knew it's coming, right? Because we knew the teams that are involved here. But I think it's lined up well. And not only that, this was kind of the thread the needle path for the Warriors. But they've threaded the needle. They get 4 days of rest and prep time. They get the Rockets, who, you know, every possible matchup was going to be difficult in its own way. I think this is a more appealing one than some of the others. And I think more important, they are on the side of the bracket that is Lakers-Wolves winner instead of Nuggets-Clippers winner. I think that's – if they could pick their spot right now, I think this is the spot they'd pick.
They would want OKC, the Clippers, and the Nuggets to be on the other side. And that's that is to them. Of course, we said their number one team they want to play is Memphis, and Memphis almost beat them here. Yes, if you want to break it down, it breaks down relatively nicely. But you had to play the extra game to get there. That's not ideal. They played it. They got out of ultra jeopardy.
And it wasn't overly taxed.
No. I mean, they played, you know, the guys played high 30s minutes or 40 minutes, but they can go with that. If they had lost this game and beaten Dallas or whoever on Friday, they would have lost by 1,000 points on Sunday. Like, there's just no question. Oklahoma City, you're in.
To me, the season was on the line tonight.
No question. And that's, I think, Kerr and Draymond and Steph and, I mean, Jimmy, I don't know if Jimmy talks to the rest of the team, but I think they all not talks. I mean, like in front of the rest of the team. But we know Steph and Draymond do. Like that was communicated. Yeah. That was like, hey, if you guys think that we're floating through this, that is not happening. And not that the Clipper game was a floating game. It was a great game. But there were five possessions that they screwed up. And
which, like, they kind of. I think they played worse tonight.
No question. You know, they screwed up some possessions.
I think they played a worse game tonight than the Clipper game. Like, this was not – the Warriors got the exact result they needed for what we're talking about and the path that they needed and the time off that they needed. But I definitely watch a game like tonight and be like, man, the flaws I think are going to kill this team at the wrong moments. You know, or how about just like the blown leads, right? When you feel like this team has control of a game and they lose it. They could run, 20 on Memphis 20, in the first half? Yes. And like at one point Memphis is up 5. That's a 25-point swing. Yeah. And I didn't feel like what a performance by Memphis either.
No. The Warriors' defense did not look good in the third quarter.
36.
Yeah, and they does get beat by penetration. Yeah. Guess who has penetrators? The Houston Rockets. Like, there's some thing, and they can get them rotating in a way that somebody's always going to pop open. But this is not a great Warriors team. This is not. Yeah. This is not 2022. It's just not. Now, we didn't think 2022 was a championship team even at the start of those playoffs, but you knew they had something like – they had something going.
It was a little bit more like the alchemy of the team. This is going to be more like Steph just having the hero moments and then like Jimmy Butler's will on offense and defense too, but and then Draymond's defensive will. And like, you know, I think we'll probably do a podcast that's more previewing the more mechanics of this series, but Draymond and Sengun, that's going to be the matchup too.
Draymond going to get thrown out of one of these games?
Probably.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, if they're losing and it's He wants to give a signal to the rest of the team. He's something to watch out for. Dylan Brooks is something to watch out for. Dylan Brooks, Gary Payton II, like Steve and the whole Rockets thing. I mean, we have Marcus Thompson here to finish us off. He's our closer.
Marcus, just deliver thoughts on whatever you would like.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
I don't know. You guys have talked for a while. What are you talking about? What am I?
We've talked about everything. So
except for Kuminga, he will
I would not let him take us into any type of Kuminga sidebar
tonight.
Other than
saying, I think he might play in the Houston series.
Yeah, I do too. But
yeah, I just had an interesting conversation with somebody else who thinks he's going to play in the Houston series.
Well,
too.
Now I'm doing it. But he scored 33 points, 20 points, and 23 points in three of the Rockets games this year.
The sense of relief from this game was almost comical how like they were terrified, but this was a monkey on their back that like I don't know I realize how big of a deal this was.
Do you think it's because of their play in past, or do you think it's because of the idea that like their season was, you know, for all intents and purposes, probably over tonight?
Yeah, this was it
if they lost.
But I just think they all understand, especially the vets, maybe everybody but Jimmy, that this is what they do. And it's like we almost burned ourselves again with these kind of wild and crazy one-off games where somehow or another they manage to do things to allow the other team to stay alive. It's like, yeah, it's just the there was a lot of relief in that locker room. Like talking to people one-on-one, like a lot of can you believe how close that was? And now they feel like, okay, now we're good. We got our days off. We're fine now. This is what they just feel so much better about themselves in the 7-game series than they do in a kind of low stakes one off game.
Not low stakes, high stakes.
This is pretty low though.
I feel like this was high stakes.
No title.
Yeah, no title, no big game.
Prime. Stuff's prime.
The entire playoff, the idea of a playoff run was going to be decided tonight. You do not win tonight, you are not going on any type of playoff run.
Yeah, but it's still a play-in. You don't. There's no.
I know what you're saying.
There's no award for winning this game. Like, they are feeling good because they won the game. They feel good because they survived.
I know what you're saying. So, I
was telling us, Kerr talked about how the greatest day he loves that tomorrow when the coaches get in and start really locking in on the playoff opponent. Because you know what? They're good at it. They're really good at it. They're good at figuring out a series. They're figuring out through a series. They've been through so many of these. They've won so many of these. And Steph feels the same way. Draymond clearly feels the same way. Like, this is where the Warriors feel like they're at their best. Now, they're older. They're, you know, they're not as good as they've been. But I think that is how – that's their thing. Like, okay, we got through this. The physical part was hard. It's going to be really hard against Houston. But – that part, the planning, the figuring out the counter move to the counter move to the counter move.
Well, the 7-game chess match. Yeah. The idea that they could go into Houston, hold some cards, try a Kuminga, try various things in game one, absorb a loss in game one in Houston, and feel like, you know what, the Rockets are going back to their practice facility and like hyped up because they got this win and they can figure out the moves off.
The other element that I heard a couple of times was how these last couple games, and including the San Antonio one, is a reminder. They got a lot of guys who haven't been through this.
No.
They got a lot of guys who make a lot of mistakes. They got guys who get out of position. And it reminds you, when they won, they had some veterans on the court. It was Otto Porter. It was Nemanja Bjelica. It's going to be different now. It's Quentin Post. It's Brandon Pajemski.
Yes. They also had, like, Jordan Poole on the court.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Jordan Poole's a little bit – he could do a thing.
Jordan Poole was surging.
Yeah,
at the time.
He could do a thing. Whereas,
still a legendary playoff run.
Buddy Hield is like, there's just a lot of guys who they're gonna really need these 3 days to like really ingrain in them to how to be in the right place and make the right play. I think they definitely learn. That's probably gonna be a little bit more of a task than they thought.
Well, the league did him a favor too, and it's because they are a marquee team that they want 2 of their first 3 games on the weekend. But it is 4 days off. They play a very – it's almost 5 days off because they don't play the late 30 local in Houston. And then it's 2 more days off game 2, 2 more days off game 3. They only – I mean, I don't know. Y'all can help me do the math here, but, like, they only play 3 games in the next 11 days, something like that.
Well, this is Tuesday and basically 3 games in almost 2 weeks. You know? Yeah, I mean, basically. So, this is – they should be at their best in the first round. It gets harder after that because you don't get all these days off. But they should be playing their most rested, I would say, or best, you know, most energy in the first round. And they're going to need it. We know that. But this is the round where they beat Sacramento. Like, this is the old heads had the time, could figure it out and win. They should have won game 6. That screwed them in game 1 of the next series because it took them to game 7. They had a quick turnaround and play Lakers. But anyway, they were at their best for game 7. No coincidence Steph scores 50 in game 7 in that series. And the Lakers were a tough team. They could not do the same stuff. We'll see. It should be – we should see the best of the Warriors in round 1. It should happen that way, and I think they're going to need it.
The beginning of the end of that Sacramento Kings run –
dynasty prematurely vanquished.
Well, we'll see. There's still a chance to continue it. I will be there tomorrow night. Kings Mavericks in Sacramento. Huge game. Klay Thompson, another playing game in Sacramento. Ooh, where it ended
that
last year.
You're going to be looking up in the stands again at the end of the game. And
looking for Mavs jerseys. looking for Luka jerseys. Jimmy Butler, 38 points tonight. We talked about it, obviously. Anything on it?
The night and day Jimmy Butler is insane. Like, where was this guy against San Antonio? He's a monster.
Like Houston's the big one, right? Remember, that was the game he didn't shoot much. And by the way, who obviously they're about to play.
Yeah, he's a monster. Like, there was a couple possessions where, you know, if he gets a white guy on him, he's going after him. If he gets an international guy, he's going after him.
Not going to happen much against the Rockets, though.
Yeah, but
Sengun.
Like,
yeah. But then, like, he was going at Bane. He was going at Jaren Jackson. He just turned into a monster, and I think he could see the trigger. Like, he could see, like, okay, I just have to do this now. I didn't know. I was concerned. I was like, can he still do it? Like, can he physically do it?
He clearly can. He was telling us all not to.
The entire time, like, I can do it when I want to. His mid-range looks way different now. He hit that turnaround from the baseline. I was like, he couldn't hit
those first two threes. Was like,
he's getting a little more loft on the ball. That's what, you know, like, maybe a little more legs, whatever. He definitely is getting... He's missing free throws, but the shot looks better because he's shooting these line drives before. But he's a scorer.
Some of it too, like, you know, he had a lot of time off. As he'll tell you, it wasn't his choice. But
his choice, yeah. He's just happy to be playing again, to be wanted. Yeah, it was interesting.
He did the podium tonight too. How about that?
How did you allow that to happen?
I did. It's like Steve Kerr wasn't even done with his press conference, and Jimmy was already in the room.
Well, Slater got caught slipping here.
Slater couldn't block him. He could not stop him from going to the vote.
He just shared Jimmy with the world, huh? Is that what we're doing?
I guess it's if it's 35 plus points. It's
playoff Jimmy. He does.
Yeah, playoff Jimmy at the podium would be
there. Probably is a little, like, he almost, like, it's almost more of a rule, I think, if you're a star.
You have to go up there.
You don't have to, but, like, you know, it's like the Tim Frank gets the call.
The league wants it on TV. You know, they want that podium backdrop, and they hadn't been given to him. I don't know. We'll see if he keeps doing it in the playoffs. So whatever. Whatever's fine by me. Slater might protest it, but all good by me. Jimmy's good to talk to. We know that.
He loves him some Steph, too, boy. Man.
He does. He 100% does, and it's genuine, and it's on the court, it's off the court. He has been very impressed by Steph through this whole thing. And this is also, as he will, you know, never had a 50-point score. I remember talking to him in Orlando after Steph had that. Like, you know, this is the type of teammate from a just scoring perspective he's wanted. But also, he knows how to, like, lay it on, too. You know, talk about, oh, I'm just Robin here. That's Batman. Like, he's lathering it up for the fans, for, like, they're good sound bites, and he's really good at playing the humility card.
Eventually, he's going to be saying
I don't think he's ever going to be
number one. He's the worst.
I mean, he'll do these. I remember sitting down with him, and he's like, you know, and I think I can help the basketball team a little bit. I think, you know, I'm not saying I'm a great player, but I'm saying I can, like, help nudge you forward a little bit. It's like, yeah, okay. He's always doing, like, a little, like, I'm okay.
$111 million the next 2 years. So that's, you know, that's good Robin money. Yes. That's good Robin money.
Robin's, yeah. Of course, Batman's making quite a bit, too. Batman's making some money. Batman is probably the only one who makes Robin's money look like Robin's money on this team. And what is Draymond's money, by the way? He's the
28.
The butler.
He's the butler. No. He said something about villains. Like, Draymond's. No, he can't be the Joker, though.
He met the rest of the league, the rest of the West.
He did, but anyway.
Seven seed Warriors.
Wow. They're happy to be the seven seed. They're happy to be the seven seed.
There was a point this season where this was a reach to seven.
I mean, we're looking at 10. That's what I think, you know, that was realistic because they were losing games all over the place.
I think if you go back to the deadline, they don't make the Butler trade. They kind of stick with what they had. They still would have been the eight. They would have been the eight because the Kings fell apart, the Mavericks fell apart, the Suns fell apart. It would have been a more depressing eight. It would have been a more non-threatening eight. They would have been in Memphis tonight, probably would have lost. So, they are clearly much more of a contender, but they would have been in the 7-8.
Also wouldn't put them falling apart past them either, especially some kind of injury. Like, they were just going so hard just to stay afloat. It was bad.
It was. And again, like, all I'm saying is, like, the bottom fell out under three of those. But, like,
come on, just a few more games of Dennis Schroeder, it would have all come together. It was close. It was just right there.
It wasn't right there. Who you got, by the way?
How about Nikola Vucevic, man?
No, who you got? You got Kings, Mavericks?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Who do I got? Kings are 4.5-point favorites. I would lean Kings, you know. Which, you know, they can sneak into the playoffs still. Memphis is beatable in Memphis. Like,
and then it's 3 days on the ankle, so that's good.
Or two. Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, Jaw's ankle.
Does the Kings win? You're going to fly out to Memphis for that one?
No.
Oh, come on.
I'm not.
But you know what I might do? I got to look at what how the series schedule lays out. I think I might do game one, Warriors, Rockets in Houston. Tuesday night, zip up to OKC for Kings Thunder game two, and then come back for game two.
You might.
Grizzlies Thunder.
It'll probably be Grizzlies Thunder.
If it's Kings.
What if it's Mavs Thunder?
Clay back in OKC. There's huge.
Well, and it's that I-35. Mavericks knocked the Thunder out last year. A little bit of a different Mavericks team.
It'd be pretty important.
Yeah.
I'd rather see Ja versus Shea.
How about Levine versus Shea? It's a bonus against Chet.
Run out of the gym.
I think, don't name the opponent. I think they get run out of the gym.
I think Memphis could make them work in a five-game series.
I believe.
It'll be a tough five.
Taylor Jenkins was fired the night after the Thunder put like a 30-2 fourth quarter run. I do not see that one.
We saw the Memphis and we saw the Clippers back-to-back. I mean, there's no comparison. The Clippers are a great team, but they're way better than Memphis. It's not even close. And the Warriors barely beat them. I'm not saying the Warriors are a good, great team either.
I think they're better, though. They're just weird,
I'm just saying
Clippers are...
You just talk about teams that could play the Thunder. Clippers are a team that could play the Thunder. Memphis is not a team that can play the Thunder, in my opinion.
I don't know that there are many teams that can play the Thunder, but dealing with Ja is a problem. They got the bigs. It'll be a tough five game series. That's all I'm saying.
Let's bring it all down.
They better win Friday night.
All right, we will talk to y'all. I don't know. Maybe we'll do a preview of the series. If not, we'll talk to you after game one.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died?
Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.